I think that would be great. You know, obviously coming off, we didn't really execute that well this past game. We have some things internally that we have to work on, and that is nothing. There's nothing big. I just think just us really executing our game plan to the best of our abilities, taking a little more time to study the game plan and know where we want to attack. And with that, I think we'll be okay.
So you don't see this as the kind of week where it's the locker room speech or the team meeting kind of week. It's tweak the little things.
No. It's just fix the little things. Like I said before, Cincinnati's, they're a very good defense, but we did some things that shot ourselves in the foot. I mean, everybody, I took my part in giving up a sack. So, and that works just for everybody. It's not just one person. So we just, like I said, we all have to execute. I think, you know, today the walkthrough went well. And we just want to continue to work on that path.
Hey, Maurice, Mike said on Monday that
Dwight said on Monday, he said only two guys in this locker room with an attitude and an edge are you and Greg Jones. Is that a problem? Do you need more guys that have that want to?
My attitude, obviously I have a lot to have an attitude about, I guess.
That's a good thing.
I've always had an attitude. No, everybody's different. You know, the way I was raised on this game was it's a violent game. You have to be in a violent mood. You know, not necessarily to hurt someone, but you have to understand what their intentions are with you. Tackling, when you tackle somebody, you're not tackling to make them feel better. So you just got to, you know, kind of know how they're going to play. And then this is how I was raised. I mean, certain guys were brought up differently. Like I said before, it's not necessarily having an edge. We just have to be able to execute our game plan. You know, Meester is one of the nicest guys in the locker room. He does a heck of a job. He doesn't play with an edge. He plays hard from whistle to whistle. And so, you know, we have different guys. We just all have to be able to play our game at a high level.
Are you got any fans in Chicago?
You asked a question before.
And Mike said on Monday that the game plan against Cincinnati called for more passing because of their issues with the secondary. You okay with that?
I told you guys before. I mean, you know, there's certain things happen throughout the course of a week that you game plan. Obviously, they had two corners go down. So, you know, we felt that we were able to – we had some better matchups on the outside. You know, we like I said, at the end of the day, we didn't execute. You know, I felt we had a great – you know, I told you guys after the game, we had a great game plan going in. We executed well throughout the week. We just didn't execute on Sunday. So that's something we have to work on. I think, you know, obviously we need some more guys to step up a little bit and make some plays, and that's all of us in the passing game with the protection, route running, getting the ball out quick, and I think we'll be okay. Next.
How can you tell if you're executing it well during the week if you're not going against full tackling or defense?
Obviously that, but when you're getting the ball out quick, guys are catching, splitting the safeties. I mean, we're doing some great things in practice. And once again, obviously practice tempo isn't the same as game, but, you know, we try to practice as fast as we possibly can.
All right,
next question.
I'm going to go to the Cutler thing.
There you go. Well, I just answered it, so go ahead.
Oh, you did answer?
I think I have at least 2, 10, maybe more, because I did go to Forte's wedding, and a lot of people said they were fans, so that was pretty cool. So I could be in the close to 10, 15 people. I think we're moving forward.
10 to 15
after 2 years.
Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago.
Yeah, okay.
Which I think is a pretty good
huge
thing.
Percentage of the population there.
Right.
I mean, does it even come up with you and Cutler at this point? Would it?
I don't think it will. I mean, it was 2 years ago. I mean, the guy, he's moved on. Obviously, he has kids, gotten married. I moved on. I had two kids, gotten married. Forte's moved on because he was stuck in the middle of it because of our friendship. He's married. So, it's just funny that people, I mean, you're trying to stir something up. Which, if I was on defense, then I think that would be something to talk about. But obviously, I'm not on defense, so.
So you think 2 years passed, it's forgot?
Uh-huh. 2 years passed? I mean, even if we played him the next day, I'm on offense, he's on offense. We're not going to see each other, so no big deal. And then we're all adults at the same time. We're not going to start now. Yeah, I saw him at Forte's wedding, actually. Yeah.
What was it like?
It was. I thought it would be, like, awkward, but it wasn't. It was cool. Yeah.
Did you bring it up?
No.
Did he bring it up?
No. It was just kind of like, hey, what's up? Then we just went on, we hung out a little bit. Everybody danced, had a good time. It was nice. No. So we were good. It was a good turnout.
Probably a line about the chicken dancing or something. But I'm not
gonna agree. I don't dance personally, but I did. Matt did want me to dance, so I got up and did a little two-step shuffle with the wife, and we were good to go.
You only dance if you score.
And I don't even do that. I haven't danced in a while. Did I dance last time?
Little.
The
there you go. That's not a dance, but that is that is a it's a good celebration.
When was the wedding?
Forte's wedding?
Yeah.
Was it? I think it was the beginning of March. So this it was. Year. Yeah, this year. Yeah. So this, it was nice.
So you didn't see him.
It was recently.
Just so you didn't see color for over a year after this happened.
Vito, are you still? Are you trying to pick at this thing?
Of course, that's what we do. That's
there. Well, I'm glad you're being honest. No, I haven't seen him for. I didn't see him until then. So that was that. At least you're honest. I can answer
okay.
that question. So.
Okay, any regrets? We should do it again.
It was 2 years ago, Vito. I mean, I told you guys, I did it. It's 2 years. I'm not trying to go down that road. I think it's over. I think you're just trying to start something because there's nothing else to talk. Is there anything else to talk about this week? Look at you.
Unfortunately.
did that make you more, maybe a little bit more cautious of what you put on Twitter?
No. No, I still tweet crazy things every now and then, but I think, you know, if people want to get to know us as players, you're going to have to deal with some of the things we do, you know, that you might not like. And obviously that's what Twitter allows you to do. You get to know me as a player. There's some things that I do that people like, score touchdowns, hopefully, and dance in the end zone, and some things people don't like about me, you know, when I grow my beard out. So it is what it is. You know, that's just who I am.
What made you shave it, by
the way? It stunk. I tried to trim it up. My wife wanted me to keep it. I tried to trim it up, but then it was stinking. I tried to wash it. It doesn't stink in California because there's no humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just was too bad.
Did anything fall out?
No. No, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that thick that time.
Food
so.
Or anything?
Bird
flying. No.
You were trying to get some interview last week. You said that the team was offering multiple picks for you and turned it down.
I said that in my press conference, if you were paying attention. But yeah. That's just it's part of the game. You know, it's just the game we're in right now, so...